Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. And Representative Dowling, we're joining the folks today from the Pennsylvania Farm Show. Tell us a little bit about this show and some of the people from your area that you may have run into.
Well, you know, our area has so much agriculture, and I've had so many constituents out here at the Farm Show. Earlier this week, we had Jessica Schaefer and Turkeyfoot FSA. Now, that's the National FSA, formerly known as Future Farmers of America. They visited the Farm Show on Monday, and the FSA students gave agricultural classes during school in addition to participating in the club's outside of school programs. We also had a young man, Brandon Durst, a Myersdale 4-H member, who won the lightweight championship with his goat. His steer, which was 1,400 pounds, won in its class on Sunday. This is his first trip to the farm show. Also, Tara Evans, her farm is located in Rockwood, and we only have a small amount of Rockwood, but I understand she's one of our constituents. She is a dairy cow here, so I'm excited to see her. She also has sisters who participated in the farm show, and they've just been doing a lot out here in the agricultural community. Also, if you were at my family expo recently, you saw a presentation done by Valerie Sessler. She's a master gardener. And over the weekend, she was educating people about the spotted lanternfly, and that's a species that could cause a lot of trouble. We don't have it in Fayette or Somerset County yet, but we want to educate people around the Commonwealth about that spotted lanternfly so that we make sure that that nasty little guy doesn't get into our area, destroy our agricultural products, the people that are looking for wood for camping, the whole nine yards. He can do a lot of damage. So Val was out here educating people, and she even educated Governor Wolf at her booth over the weekend.
I also understand there's a lot of people in your area that are in the maple sugar business.
Absolutely, and it is almost that time of year for maple syrup. Our sugar shacks will be producing in the February-March timeframe, and we make wonderful syrup. And if you don't know about the process, I would invite you to come out to Somerset around the Myersdale area. There is the Maple Festival every year, but a few weeks before the Maple Festival is a time of year when they do tours at each of those sugar shacks. So you can learn the process about how it's made. The sap that comes from the trees, which they call water, is refined into what we would refer to as syrup. And this is not your commercial syrup, although some of it gets exported to Canada, interestingly, re-imported into the United States in products like Aunt Jemima and those things you buy in the grocery store. But you can get honest to goodness 100% maple syrup out of Somerset, Pennsylvania, one of the biggest producers of maple products in the Commonwealth.
I also understand that you were here with your sons, and undoubtedly it's probably one of their first farm shows. What kind of interesting things did they see? What did they find interesting here?
Well, you know, I have a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old now, and they are at the ripe age where they love any type of animal. And we went through the big steer barn, and they saw some big guys in there. I could only guess how much they weighed, but my little one was just obsessed with the fact that these cows were so big. Then we made our way over to the large arena where they had some different horse shows going on, and they really enjoyed that. But I would say that their favorite thing here at the farm show, much like their dad, is the food. There has been fantastic food at the Pennsylvania Farm Show. If you've never had whatever the cheese curd product is, you know, that's like a foot-long piece of cheese, deep fried and breaded on a stick, fantastic. And you can't go any better than that real whole milk milkshake that the Pennsylvania farmers provide here at the farm show. So I think the kids love the animals, but the food was probably number one in their heart.
Representative Dowling, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Matt Dowling.